Joshua chapter 4, in your hearing, it reads, verse 10, "For the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua. And the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests in the presence of the people." And just for a few moments, saints, we ask you to pray for us. We trust to follow the Spirit's leading with this thought in mind. You're not done until it's finished. You're not done until it's finished. I know some, and there's a reason and a right to think that when we come to church, whatever that means, we come together to worship, that at the conclusion of our time together, before we disperse and greet and leave, there is what's called a benediction. The benediction is basically bestowing a blessing on what has occurred. It is beseeching God, it is speaking over the people that which God has promised to do. That's the liturgical or the spiritual sense, or the way in which, again, God brings to, or we do through our worship order, bring to a close our coming together. But then again, there is a reality, saints, in that even though that's true, everything's not over. See, we've had a good time. We have blessed the Lord. We receive a word from God. We feel good and great. We get up, amen, shake each other's hand, sign up for something. Then we walk out the door. We're done, but it ain't finished. What I mean by that is that someone has to stay behind. Someone has to wait till we're done, till we're finished, till we leave out. Sometimes we even fellowship a little bit more. But somebody got to stay behind. Somebody got to lock the door. Somebody got to turn off the lights. Somebody got to shut down the technology. The person's in the media ministry has to close up and put things away. Amen. Someone has to go downstairs to make sure everything is secure. Somebody has to stay behind. Amen. You're not done until it's finished. See, that's a little phrase that can be spoken both ways, but in a practical way, depending upon what part or what side you are on it, it has a particular import to you. Amen. Because you see, the truth of the matter is, when you serve the Lord, you're never done until you're finished. And so we take models from that. I want you to think about this too, because before we get to our text, because when you come to Christ, I think that it would serve better to keep that in mind, that when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, that there's no place you get in your life as a believer unless the Lord calls you home or the trumpet sounds where you can say it is finished. He said that. And he meant something particular. Yes, but you never get to the place in Christ where you no longer are serving him. Right. Can I say that again? See, are you with me here? I'm being sensitive. Again, yes, there are within the lives in terms of our temporal existence and time down here where we retire and we get our pensions and amen and those kinds of things. But the reality is, as a child of God, that as long as you on this earth, you ain't finished. Amen. You're going to serve Jesus until it's all over with. And you know what? That's a good thing. Now, for some, that might sound tedious. Man, you mean to tell me that there ain't going no end to this thing? Well, you had the wrong frame of mind. Amen. You had the wrong frame of mind. And the truth of the matter is, again, there's some folks, again, that are enjoying the latter part more than the former part. Because when you come to Christ, you don't receive just a box of envelope. You receive life. That's right. That's right. I heard Jesus say, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. For when night cometh, no man can work. Ain't that right? And then sometimes we are a little, you know, got blinders on in terms of this thing, because sometimes we're only looking at what we do or what I do. But there is more to that. Like I said before, after it's done, somebody got like, listen, after we're done and the folks get in, the van drivers got to take people home. By the time you done bit into your Big Mac, they just driving people off. You already went to Applebee's and all. By the time you ordered your food, they're just making their way back to the church, have to come lock up, give them the key, get in their car, and then go home. You ain't done until you finish. And there are parenthetical, that means there are places in our lives as believers where we do get to the point where we reach certain points where we have accomplished, amen. Where we've gotten to it, where we have gotten to a place of maturity, amen, and perfection. Not perfectness in terms of sinlessness. No, that don't happen until you see Christ. But God, he has a way of parceling our lives, meaning that the things that the Lord does that you might not be doing all of the time. Amen. And you got to understand that, amen, because God, in terms of his will for us, see, the Holy Spirit, he's the one who gives our spiritual gifts. And he gives you that gifts to minister for the body. There's also calling. That means God causes you to serve him in certain areas in his world, wherever it might be, whether abroad, amen, or at home, whatever it might be. So then you have that too. And then there are times when God has seasons for your life where, amen, you might be doing something on his behalf for only a season. That means for a time. And you have to be discerning when you think about that too, because sometimes God is saying that season is over and you move on to something else. Are you with me here? So there is that place where you can go for a while and get to a place, and then you transition and God will transport you to something else. Are you with me here? But in any event, brothers and sisters, you're not done until it's finished. And that draws me to where we have been in this book of Joshua in terms of the people as they began to travel and they begin to take ownership of this land flowing with milk and honey. Y'all follow me here? And as I looked at this again, there was so much communication going on. I looked at this, particularly the first five leading up to here, and I saw here again the communication. God, the Lord, would talk to Joshua, and Joshua would talk to the Levites, and then the Levites would talk to the people, and then Joshua would talk to the people, then he would talk to the prince or the leaders of the tribe, and then the priest would go and talk to the tribe, and then the tribes again would listen to the Levites would listen to Joshua, then Joshua would go back and listen to the Lord. See, now that sounds like a whole lot, but again, everything was done for the sake of order. In other words, I wanted to get where I needed to go and where God wanted me to be in an expeditious manner. Are you with me here? Even though God knows how everything's going to turn out, doesn't mean you have to act up and turn out. They didn't get that last one. See, when you're disorderly, it takes longer. Y'all ain't got me here. And listen, I don't mean trying to rush out of church. Some people think that, you know, you get a badge because I got out early. I ain't talking about today. I don't come to worship God, amen, by according to my watch. I'm glad God don't have a watch. Matter of fact, excuse the expression, he might have a stopwatch. Yeah, that means he tell you to stop what you're doing and watch what you're doing. Y'all didn't catch that, did you hear me? No. God is worthy to be praised. But as we look at this account, and brothers and sisters, the people about to pass over the Jordan River. Are you with me? And they're about to take on the first task after they cross the Jordan. But again, there is an impediment because there's a river in front of them. But that's no big thing to God. And has already been said, the plan has already been made, amen, that they're going to pass over this river. And again, we see here that there's a plan, and Joshua already talked to them and told them. Now, by the time we get to chapter 4, brothers and sisters, they are now ready to act on what they had already rehearsed. That rehearsal is important.
Yes.
Watch it now. You can't ad lib everything.
That's right.
Amen. I'm going to leave that alone for a minute. You can't ad lib everything. You need to rehearse. And this is what the people did. They rehearsed. Wait a minute. So when it was time to go, that's right. When it's time to go, there wasn't panic. That's right, because one day, I don't know, but it's going to be soon, not a couple, maybe a month, I don't know how long. We're going to have to come over, we have to go over things so that when anything happens, that's right, when something occurs in the world in which we live, we'll know how to orderly lead out the church. Yeah, we're going to do that. But then when I'm talking here in terms of ministry, in terms of the people to, as they go across this Jordan River, The Levites, y'all with me? Say Levites. Remember, the Levites, the Levitical priests, they were those who bore, you hear the word there, they bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Y'all with me here? Come on now, just stay with me for a moment. And they bore this ark as the people begin to travel. Now, remember that they were the priests, but they were not the leading priests. No, there was one high priest, that was Aaron. And only Aaron's sons could serve as priests. And only Aaron's sons and his lineage could be the high priest if Aaron passed.
Amen.
The Levites, however, were of the tribe of Levi, as was Aaron was, but the Levites could not serve in the temple or the tabernacle. They had a job, watch it now, they were priests, but they were not the priests in the leadership role. I'm going somewhere for a minute. So what they had is, they had a responsibility. Watch it now. They had a responsibility. They were not the leaders, but they were leading. Watch it. Are y'all with me here? In other words, they were not the leaders. They were helping Joshua lead the followers. Y'all still didn't catch up with me, did you? They were not the leaders, but they were leading the people and helping them, the people, follow Joshua. Are you with me here?
Yes,
see, sometimes we throw that word leader around.
Yes, sir.
And you know, and in truth, man, everybody ain't the leader.
That's right. Amen. 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 Amen.
That's it. Leading is not walking in front of somebody. Leading is causing those who follow you to be influenced by what you're doing such that they come behind you willingly because they know you're going somewhere.
Amen.
Ooh.